practicing gratitude and being grateful for the bad things that almost happen brings me a lot of joy each day. What I mean is that when something bad almost happens, I'm grateful instead of all pissed off. For example, when you almost get in a car accident, most of my life, my reaction was to be really pissed off. You idiot, you almost hit me! Or something similar. I was driving into a shopping center the other day, and the car in front of me almost hit another car at a stop sign. The car in front of me didn't have a stop sign. The car at the stop sign pulled out to go in front of it, and they almost wrecked. The passenger is going crazy, flipping out, flipping a bird at the other driver. And I smiled because I know how that is. That's how I've been most of my life. I've been the one who'd flip out anytime something bad almost happened. Today, I don't have to be like that. And I find gratitude in bad things almost happening. For example, this morning I was out walking my dogs right before making this video, and a neighbor's dog came flying across the road in front of traffic. A couple of drivers were good, paying attention, and stopped so that they didn't hit the dog. Now, many times in my life I would have been cussing that dog out and talking about how stupid the owner was and all these various things negative related to that shouldn't have happened to me. Today I was grateful that I didn't have to watch a dog get hit by a car. I'm very grateful that everyone was okay. The lady whose dog ran across the street discovered that her back fence gate was open, so she closed that. I'm grateful the problem was fixed, so that she can go on with her day and her dog is safe. I'm grateful that nothing bad happened to my dogs, that the dog didn't come over and attack my dogs. It seemed pretty friendly, it just wanted to come say hi. Today I see great joy in the fact that the cars on the road were paying attention, that they were good drivers. They slammed on their brakes so they didn't run someone's dog over. Someone's dog they didn't know, a person they didn't know, they did the right thing to not hurt an animal. And that's nice. It's nice to see that people, usually most people when they're put on the spot, they will do the right thing like that. They will try and not hurt something for no reason. They will try and be a good driver. They are paying attention. Today, when faced with the same kind of situation that I used to get mad at and cuss people out, today I find gratitude because for everything that I would call bad that actually does happen, for example, a dog getting run over in the road or a car accident, there are usually anywhere from 100 to 1,000 near misses. Anywhere from 100 to 1,000 little reminders to be grateful that it didn't happen right then. Considering all those near misses also helps to see that whenever it does happen, it was supposed to happen. When there is a car accident, that's how everything was lined up to be. Because hundreds, if not thousands of times before, there almost was a car accident and it didn't happen. The time that it does happen, it's meant to. That's what's supposed to have happened. The car accident or the dog getting hit. Or whatever negative thing that I would look at and judge and say, this is bad. This people are hurt. People are suffering. Most of the time, there's near misses to be grateful for all over. I was driving home from the gym. This was a few months ago. And this was one of the first times I ever practiced this. And I was just so blown away. I was turning left at a light. So I had the green light. The car that I was turning left right in front of, on that was sitting in a red light, so the other car's here, and I'm turning left right here, that car just starts pulling out all of a sudden, right when I'm about to turn in front of it. And then they slam on their brakes right before hitting me. It was so random, it was just, they were sitting in a red light, and I don't know if their foot slipped off the brake, or they thought it was green or something. Most times in my life, I would have flipped out at that. I would have said, "You idiot." I would have been cussing them all the way home. I would have been complaining about that to anyone that would listen all night. Did you hear what this idiot almost did to me at a light? That's what I would have done most of my life. I would have found an opportunity to suffer and say how bad life was when nothing actually happened. What I did that night, and this was one of the first times it ever happened, I said, "Wow, thank you for not having me be in a car accident right now. Thank you for not hitting me." I said thank you instead of F you. One of the first times in my life in a driving situation like that, that I felt complete gratitude. It was really good. I went home feeling really good, as if the world gave me a very nice reminder of how good things are and how close any time I can be to having things be disrupted. How very easy it could be to just have a random car accident. And all of a sudden, some of the things I take for granted, maybe like health, maybe like working limbs, maybe like a car that functions, could easily be stripped away. All of the near misses in life are such a good opportunity to be grateful. If you can at least see when other people are being really not grateful for their near misses, or even if you can see them being grateful, if you can see it in other people, you can do it yourself. Near misses are a kind of weird thing. It seems even a lot of people who are positive and practice gratitude on a regular basis will see a near miss and get all upset. I'm grateful today. I know I have the choice. When something bad almost happens to me, I have the choice to either be thankful that it didn't happen, or to be resentful and say I shouldn't have even had a near miss. Which is funny, because what do you expect if you don't get some near misses in life? The funny thing is, for every near miss you find out about, there's a bunch of near misses you don't find out about. Times when you didn't even see you almost got in a car accident. If you're in a world of gossip and drama, times when things almost went really bad and you didn't even know about it. Times when people barely stop short of saying something bad, or barely stop short of telling the wrong person the wrong thing at the wrong time. And when you consider that, how is it that we could look at someone who maybe got in one of those situations? Someone who maybe committed murder, an act of violence. It's much harder to look at them and say they're a bad person. It's much harder because I realize there are lots of situations in my life I've been through near misses that, if just the wrong thing at just the wrong time, I could have been on either end of the tragedy. I'm lucky to be here today. I'm very lucky to be here today. And that's all I need. I don't need anything else. All I need is to remember I'm happy to be alive. That's it. I don't need anything else. Now, I think I need other things sometimes. And then life gives me gentle reminders that I don't need those things. Those are things I want. Those are things I like. All I need is gratitude. Gratitude I'm alive. And even more foundationally, gratitude that I am. The most simple thing. That's all I really know about myself, is that I am. I don't know anything more than I am. I know that I am. I can't tell you anything else about me that can't be disproven. I'm grateful today to have the opportunity to share this message with you. The more ways you find to practice gratitude in life, the easier it is to keep having a life of peace and joy. It's all about finding opportunities to practice gratitude. And near misses for me are one of my best new opportunities I've found to practice gratitude. I pray today that I will continue to keep that in mind throughout the day. I pray today that I will continue to practice and remember my gratitude throughout the day. I often think back to the prayers in these videos in the morning whenever something happens, and it helps me to pass through the day peacefully. It helps me to practice what I'm sharing with you. I pray that you have the same opportunity I do. you that have watched this whole video or listened to this whole podcast episode, you're one of the few that is consistently listening or that listened all the way through this episode. You've probably got a lot of opportunities to have a great, peaceful life today, and I'm honored to be a part of that with you. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day today.